Movie critic Pauline Kael died yesterday at her home in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. She was 82 years old and had Parkinson's disease. Kael was a movie critic best known for her reviews in The New Yorker. She wrote that a good movie can take you out of your dull funk and hopelessness. It can make you feel alive again and make you believe in possibilities again. In a 1995 NPR interview, she told Scott Simon that people often prefer to talk about bad movies.
We feel that we make discoveries in bad movies. The good movies, everything is generally presented to us because they work at all cylinders. Mm-hmm. Whereas the bad movies, we have personal oddball relations to. And if someone else has noticed some obscure little point that was ludicrous or that was wonderful, we feel an attraction to them. I think one of the great things about growing up is learning which friends you can go to movies with and which ones you can't.
Pauline Kael from a 1995 NPR interview. Film historian and movie critic David Thompson joins me now from San Francisco. He's author of A Biographical Dictionary of Film. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much influence did Pauline Kael have?
Well, she is the influence. She's the model of modern film writing, and I think really before Kael, it was a rather genteel business, often farmed out to people hanging around a newspaper. Kael made it clear that writing about movies had to be passionate. It had to be nearly physical. And she made it probably the most important column in The New Yorker, something that many readers went to before anything else. And she said to America, I think, there's something going on with our collective imagination. It's been going on for decades, but it's time we dealt with it seriously.
And she had a lot of followers. She inspired a lot of other movie critics.
Yeah, I mean, it was so clear, I think, that she was head and shoulders, although she was very tiny, above others, that every film critic working today has studied her. Many were very close to her, and there was a kind of cult around her, and jobs often came from it. But even the people who were outside the cult, and I was, I think, could not be doing what we're doing without her example, without her language, without that sense that she'd come away wrestling with a beast in the dark. She made it exciting and urgent and compelling.
We alluded to the language. What about the language?
Well, it was vigorous. I think she had battles regularly with The New Yorker about whether a word existed or whether a word was totally clean and proper and that kind of thing. She was pushing the envelope, but it was because I think she knew that there was some very strange imaginative process in watching films, and she wanted to try and render it in language with the feeling that it had never been rendered that way before in English. And I think that's how she really changed it.
It seemed like no one was ambivalent about her. She had her fans, but she also alienated a lot of people. People were upset by her.
She could be quarrelsome. She was very funny and very damning when she didn't like a film. And there were a lot of people in Hollywood who bore scars from her. I hope they forgave her, because I think that they ought to have felt that it was just love of film that was doing it. But she was... I would think to have been close to her for any long time could have been quite difficult. She was a handful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Thompson is a movie critic and author of A Biographical Dictionary of Film. We've been talking about movie critic Pauline Kael, who died yesterday at the age of 82.